This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and yes, we will take your calls about anything you want to discuss with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on our Discord on-air call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. We got a few of them available to you. In fact, we're going to go to one of them here in just a moment. You'll sound almost like you're in the studio with us if you got a semi-decent microphone. Once again, discord.lrn.fm, and it's like an automatic upgrade to if you've got a cell phone. You don't sound like you're on the phone anymore. You sound like you're with us. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Dana did hang on the line. For those of you just tuning in right now, we've been talking, well, earlier tonight we talked about facial tattoos, and it led into a conversation about religion.
Which just about any conversation, if it goes on long enough, will.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's get back to Dana, who is sounds like a pretty religious lady. She would probably describe herself as some kind of a Christian. Is there a particular denomination, Dana, of Christianity that you subscribe to?
What does that matter?
Just curious. They're different, aren't they?
No, actually, they're not.
You've got to be kidding
me. Christians are Christians. Either you, they're different. There's different dogmas. There might be different canon law, practices and traditions. But if you're following what Christ said, then, you know, you're a Christian.
Are you embarrassed to say?
No.
Well, then why not just say?
What that has no bearing.
Maybe she doesn't want to alienate people.
No, no. And thank you. I appreciate that, Mark. But,
well, wait a minute, because there are some Christian churches out there that are welcoming towards gay people, and it sounds to me like you
are. All of them are. All of them are.
Oh, I don't
know
about that.
They welcome them. They don't welcome the sin. Ian, this is not semantics. All Christians are very clear on this. You hate the sin, but you love the sinner. We're all sinners. If people started excluding sinners from church, those churches would be
empty.
Are
you saying loving somebody?
When you laughed at me before the break, now I'm willing to have an intellectual discussion, but when you laugh like you do now, that's what leftists do. Because they want to shut people down by mockery and intimidation.
Well, she's absolutely correct here, Ian. The idea that it minimizes gay people when you say churches hate them because they're fags.
I didn't say that.
That's what I recall being said. Maybe it was during the break or something.
I didn't say that at all during the break.
So Christians don't think that. What they in fact think is that the behavior of homosexuality, you know, homosexual sex is what the sin is.
What I
want to
know is, are you saying God didn't create homosexuals or homosexuality?
Well, that's what you said before the break. But
that's why I asked you, and I want you to answer it.
Yes, and I'm going to answer, but I want to say one thing. The laughing thing adds away at your credibility in all things. So don't laugh to try to intimidate and shut people down. If you want to,
I only laugh when something's funny, Dana. So
well,
please,
it's not funny because
yeah, it is.
Said,
it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, God, you said God created homosexuals.
I asked you.
And this goes to what that gentleman said about one kid dying and the other kid lived. So now I'm going to explain it to you. All sin comes from Satan. Now, can God intervene? Or can I finish? Just let me say this one sentence and you'll understand.
No, I just wanted to make sure I heard what you said. All sin comes from Satan?
Okay. All sin comes from Satan. Now, God can do one of two things. He can intervene at any point, like the gentleman said. Well, what happens when both parents, two sets of parents pray and one kid dies and one lives? He didn't understand that. Well, here's the thing. God can stop something from ever happening, or he can intervene once the ball started rolling. But here's the deal, and this is with gays or straights who have fornicate. That's sin, too. This is not just gays. It's straight. Did God create straights? Yeah, but he didn't create fornication. He didn't create them to fornicate. So here's your answer.
What?
This is the deal. You have free will. You have a choice.
You don't think Adam and Eve were having sex in the Garden of Eden before they, you know, the concept of marriage didn't even exist back then.
Right. No, it didn't. So we don't have all the answers, and we won't until we cross over when we have pure knowledge. That was possible.
Because they definitely had kids, right? So does that mean they were fornicating, or are they exempted because marriage didn't exist?
Well, they certainly had a commitment to each other because they weren't going anyplace else.
Well, and that's the thing. But the thing is just know that sin comes from God, and I'm not just...
No, I thought you said it came from Satan.
Can I please finish?
Well, no, wait a minute. You just contradicted what you said. First you said sin comes from Satan. Now you said it comes from God.
No, which I one didn't.
Didn't you just say that?
It's what it sounds
no,
like.
No, you misunderstood. No, I did not.
I was going to say, if you were saying that sin came from Satan, are you saying sin came from Satan?
Yes.
Then doesn't that by proxy mean that it came from God because God created Satan?
No. God created the angel Lucifer, which means light. He was the one that decided to get an attitude, and he took a whole bunch with him, and then he created his own kingdom. So comes from Satan.
You do agree that God created Lucifer, which is the other name for Satan. So therefore, everything that Lucifer did was God's... screaming into your phone, and if I can have my board out, turn her down a little bit just because it's distorting. If God is omniscient, do you think God is omniscient?
Let me go back to your first comment. Lucifer means light, and that's who he was.
Uh-huh.
It's not interchangeable with Satan. After Satan was cast out of heaven, he became Satan. He is the head devil.
So what you're saying is God has no control over Satan?
Yes. In the end, he will crush him. But up until then...
God? I mean, if God is omniscient and all powerful, how could he create a thing that he could no longer control?
Because of free will. Because of free will.
So the angels also have free will, and that means God isn't actually omniscient and that God isn't all powerful. Is that what you're saying to me? God is not all powerful?
He is. So at any time, he could crush any of this sin, but he is biding his time. And in the meantime, all of us since the creation.
In the meantime, he's going to punish those gay folk for loving one another.
No, no.
For doing what they were created and put here to do by presumably their God creating homosexuality because it exists in nature. I'd like to point that out. It exists, you know, if you don't consider humans natural, which they obviously are. Homosexuality exists in nature, huh?
See, all you do is talk over me. You don't let me tell you.
Oh, no. It's not like we just held on to you through an entire break and then brought you back for an entire segment.
You're a single straight guy. You would not put
you really think he's straight, Tina? I mean, come on.
With single straight
I'm mostly
women,
straight.
Like gays weren't put here to commit sin.
A single straight woman hasn't been alone in the same room with Ian in over a year.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Dana.
Here's the thing.
Huh? Go ahead.
Here's the thing.
We
have the free will. Now, however long this is going to go on, how many generations, and there are many, many people, and they're not crazy, that over 75% of the Bible's prophecies have come true. When all of them have been fulfilled, then that's going to be when he's going to come back.
So you believe that gay people are choosing to be gay? That it wasn't what
they
were born?
Now, that's a different question. You can be gay. You cannot act on it. You can be straight like I am and you are.
What an insane God. What a sicko. Thank you for the call tonight, Dana. Because if that's the God that you believe in, then that's suggesting that God would put you here. If you're a gay person, God would put you here. That he would create you as you are, which is to say, you're attracted to the same sex, and then tell you, I'm sorry, but according to my rules, you can't act on those impulses. You can't act on the thing that you've wanted to do, which is to say, lie with another man or another woman, depending on, you know, which gender you are. You want to be in love with a person, to love that person, which usually comes along with pleasing another person sexually. Nope, sorry. I've made it so that in order for you to get into heaven, you're going to have to be tortured by wanting to do those things for your entire life, but you can't actually do them.
Well, I mean, I don't agree with your assessment here either. I mean, killing's a sin. I've worked with you for 15 years, and I can tell you that it's been a fantasy more than once to strangle the life out of you.
Yeah, but you're not naturally inclined to do those
man
things.
Man is naturally inclined.
There's more
to kill.
Coming up here in moments.
Sure.
No, I don't think so. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They are working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. HORIZEN.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves here, and join us on the radio. Whatever your opinions happen to be, they are welcome here. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
By the way, we're going to be at Anarchapulco in 2019. I'm excited about it. I think it was a great time this year. It was a great time last year, but this year in 2018, the event was sold out for the first time ever. Now, Ron Paul may have been a factor in the event selling out, but the reality is it was a sellout. And word's getting around that Anarchapulco is the premier liberty event. If you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a liberty-loving anarchist, this is the premier event, in my opinion. And I've been to a bunch of them. This is the best one. It's a great group of people, people having a good time at a beautiful resort on the beaches of Acapulco, Mexico.
And I just spoke with Jessica, who's running the event, yesterday, and she said...
Is Nathan Freeman no longer in charge? Or
Nathan's involved and excited, but okay. Jessica's running things.
She's managing.
Right now.
Okay.
And she's really quite organized and doing a very good job.
Great.
They're taking up the whole hotel.
Whoa.
And
this is a huge resort, by the way.
So they're also, the website is going to be revamped, Anarchapulco.com, will be revamped as of tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And you can go there and you can purchase your hotel room with cryptocurrency.
No.
Yep.
That's so cool.
It's a big deal.
Look, this was like the coolest crypto conferences. Well, because, Mark, you and I, we've been to a bunch of these cryptocurrency conferences over time. Anarchapulco isn't advertised as a cryptocurrency conference, but it sure did feel like it,
didn't it? They'll have a crypto aspect to it through. Yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of cryptocurrency-related sponsors.
And a lot of parenting stuff.
I mean, Bitcoin.com was there. Dash was there last time as well.
Freedom in whatever way you imagine somebody is talking about it in that way.
Yeah, entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, personal relationships. These are just some of the topics that will be discussed on stage by dozens of speakers, including people like Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano going to be there for the first time, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose. I've heard David Icke is coming this time around, so all kinds of interesting characters.
They are now half sold out.
Half. So 3,000 total tickets.
Right.
They're at 1,500. It was 1,000, a week ago?
A little more than that, but not much.
Yeah.
It's going as...
This is
going
to sell out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm going to predict now. I'm going out on that limb, and I'm going to say it's going to sell
out. Right. If you want to go, and you want to be there with us, and this is the premier liberty event in the world.
Yeah.
No kidding. No kidding.
Yeah.
You don't need to write me an email and say, really?
Yeah.
When you say this is the premier liberty event in the world.
They didn't pay us
on
to
air
say that.
To the people that you love and who pay your bills, your audience. You tell them lies, but you wouldn't tell me one through an email.
No.
No, of course. It's the premier liberty event. I love it. And as a matter of fact,
we waive our broadcast fee to go.
We waive our fee to go.
Because they don't need us there, honestly.
No,
honestly.
They're going to sell out with or without us.
Right. So it's just that much fun to go.
However, our coupon code,
still
FTL,
working.
Works and will get you a discount still.
15% off.
That's a big deal.
Coupon code FTL, Anarchapulco.com, Anarchapulco.com. It's February 14th through the 19th. I didn't mention that. So mark your calendars now and start planning for Anarchapulco 2019. February 14th through the 19th. Go to Anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL. Save 15%. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, John is on the line. He's in Hibbing, Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I like your show. It's really informative.
Thank you.
And then your diamond guesses are good, too. But anyway, if people would read the scriptures from beginning to end, they would get a lot more out of it than just jumping around.
But which version?
Which version? Any one, start out with any one of them, and then as you go along, you might switch to another one. But just don't just push one. Just pick out one. You know.
What about other books? What about other books like the Bhagavad Gita? Isn't that the Hindu text?
What about the books of the Bible that aren't in the Bible anymore?
Yeah. How about the Tao Te Ching?
I would suggest reading one at a time and not getting a whole bunch of them.
But would you suggest also reading outside of the Bible, like reading the Quran, reading the Tao Te Ching, reading other religious texts?
Well, the Quran and the Torah are pretty much of the same until Abraham. Then after Abraham, that's where they switch.
Well, I mean, the Quran basically is a follow-up to the Bible, so it follows
the Bible. Both when they come out of Hebron, they spoke the Hebrew language and they wrote the Hebrew language. Then after the two sons of Abraham, then they split off from one another, you know.
That's not my understanding of the Quran. The Quran was given to Muhammad.
Right?
Yeah, I read it when I was in jail for civil disobedience. It was given orally to Muhammad, and then he passed it down orally for many. You know, it was oral tradition for quite a long time, and then it ended up getting written down. And ultimately, the purpose of the Quran was to correct some what they believed misinformation in the Bible. The main purpose, the main thrust, was to advocate for a monotheistic God instead of the triune type that the Christians believed in.
There's some people that read the scriptures that don't believe in the Trinity either. You know,
that's true. And, that's true.
Unitarians.
Yeah. John, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. We got Gene, the Christian anarchist. He is on the line with us on the Discord on-air call-in line. Go ahead, Gene.
Well, hello, guys.
Hey there. What are your thoughts on some of the things you've been hearing here tonight?
Well, my thoughts on the sin being a big problem. You know, people say, well, this particular sin is the one that's going to get you thrown into hell. But these other sins, we don't need to worry about those sins. And this is where I get quite angry at most people that call themselves Christians, is because if you look in the Bible, it talks about the seven deadly sins, right? And one of them is very inconveniently called gluttony.
Mm-hmm.
And how many... And we're in the medical industry. We help people lose weight all the time. We have a lot of patients that we're struggling with weight loss. So this is not something that I take to be a funny situation. It's actually not funny at all that we have such a huge problem with weight in this country. But the problem with weight is due to the problem with our appetite. We eat too much, mm-hmm. and that's called gluttony. Now, that's one of the seven deadly sins. Now, these Christians who claim to be so devout and so interested in throwing all these sinners into hell, most of them are overweight. If you look around in your churches, you're going to see an awful lot of overweight people.
Touché.
So for them to point at one particular sin and say these people are all going to hell, and meanwhile they're shoveling that food down as fast as they can, that, to me, is the
hypocrisy
of hypocrisy.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's what I have to say about that.
Thank you for that.
But
go ahead.
Called,
you were calling for a different
I
reason.
Called,
yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to straighten Mark out.
Uh-oh.
I like it when you do that. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Have at him.
All right. Climate change.
Oh, boy.
You mentioned that you believe in climate change.
Oh, yeah, I thoroughly do. Yes, Gene. I do.
I also believe the climate changes, because the climate changes over time. Who cares?
Well, yeah, I believe the climate changes. I mean, it always changes. It's called weather.
Right.
But
I, in fact, believe in something called anthropogenic climate change.
Put on a coat or take it off. Whatever. Hey, Gene, hang on. I'll let you come back here in a moment, and you can have it out with Mark. He is, by the way, on the Discord on-air call-in line. Room number one, but there are rooms two and three available to you. If you want to sound as good as Gene, the Christian anarchist, get in there over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Remembering John McCain.
The thing about John's life was the amazing sweep of it.
Former President George W. Bush was among those honoring Senator McCain at Washington's National Cathedral.
From a tiny prison cell in Vietnam to the floor of the United States Senate. From troublemaking plebe, presidential candidate. Wherever John passed throughout the world, people immediately knew there was a leader in their midst.
Longtime McCain friend and collaborating writer Mark Salder said McCain wanted Mr. Bush and former President Obama to speak at his funeral.
I was in his office when he decided to do it, and I was there when he called President Obama. It's plain what the message was, that we have more in common than we have in disagreement.
President Trump was not invited to attend, but his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner were there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live.
Live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. And joining you here in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. And you can, you know, take care of or take advantage of all the free features on our site. We've got a lot of them. Archives that go back all the way to 2006 for free. We've got, of course, the webcam that I mentioned earlier on our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. You can also sign up for our email list over at freetalklive.com. We will send you an email usually, you know, more than once per week to keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. I didn't get a chance to send that today. I usually try to do it sometime on the weekends, but today was so busy handing out flyers about cryptocurrency in downtown Keene, I just didn't have a chance to do much else. So go to get signed up for the emails over at freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian and Mark. We'll take your calls about anything. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, still with us on the line here. And Gene, you wanted to talk to Mark about his opinions on so-called global climate change. Go right ahead.
Right. As far as man-made, I don't believe, number one, I want to give Mark a couple of homework assignments. One is to look up the UN IPCC AR5 final assessment report. And it featured 73 computer models and their predictions. All of them predicted that we were going to have this kind of atmospheric changes of carbon dioxide and global warming, temperature changes. But every single one of the 73 models were wrong, and they weren't wrong by a few percentage points. They were wrong by a lot.
I will say this, Gene, is that when environmentalists make predictions, they are quite generally wrong. However, scientists tend to be a lot more circumspect in their predictions, and thus they don't get a lot of reaction, and people are much less likely to pay attention to them.
Okay, but at any rate,
please. By the way, I will read that. I didn't find what you were talking about, so you know my email address. Just send it to me.
All right. Well, there's also a link to an article at thenewamerican.com that has all this on it as well. But all it is, basically what I've seen is a trend over my lifetime of people making predictions, and they're always grossly wrong.
Right,
I mean, they're not just a little bit
wrong. All of that
wrong.
Trend isn't they're, centered around global climate change. A lot of that's the Earth Day people, and I have read those on air, happily.
These are scientists.
Yeah.
Many of these people are scientists.
Yep.
So these are the people that are quoted in all of these global climate change documents.
Is it warmer now than it has it been warmer the last few years than it was say 15 or 20 years ago?
No, climate change has not risen since 1996.
Because this is where I think that fundamentally the two sides disagree. Is that on one side they say global climate change has risen. And how can I tell? How do I know the difference, Gene? On one side, they say, yes, it has. The other side say, no, it hasn't. And
well, number one, you could talk to people who have been there, like me. I've been here for 66 years. And I've been around the planet, and I've been in a different area, different geographical areas. I just came back from Alaska, and guess what? All of the glaciers in Alaska, at least the ones that I was able to see from the air as we flew into Anchorage, and I've been to Alaska many times, they're all still there. They're not shrinking.
Sure.
They're not going away.
I spoke to a good friend of mine who has a dock in Sarasota, Florida, and she has lived, her mother has lived at the same place for more than 50 years. And that dock, she says, is certainly, it's the same dock, is certainly closer to the water than it was when she was a kid.
Could have sunk.
Yeah. It's sinking. Now, I've brought this up in the past.
The room on the back of this house has been sinking for decades, Mark.
Yeah, and I've brought up Venice in the past too, Mark. And you know that Venice has been there for 800 plus years.
Yep. And they're worried about global climate change. I mean,
they're worried about it, but they're worried about it. They don't need to be worried about it, because if you look at the buildings in Venice, and go to Venice if you get a chance, go to Venice.
I'd love to.
I strongly encourage you. You look at the buildings, there are lines right there that show where the high water mark was in 1655, where the high water mark was in all these different dates, going back hundreds of years. Hmm. This is not something that we can rely on a 20-year span. We're talking about hundreds of years. There is no higher floods today than they had hundreds and hundreds of years ago, up to 600 years ago. These are records. They're recorded in stone on the side of the buildings. This is not fake stuff that somebody can make up. So all of these people that have predicted stuff have been wrong. And I want to give you one more source that I would like you to look into. And this is a YouTube channel, and the guy is called Vsauce. Just like sauce, like tomato sauce or applesauce, and then a V in front of it. So Vsauce. Look him up. He's got a whole bunch of stuff, and I'm sure he believes in global warming. This guy's probably a global warming nutcase. But he does a lot of stuff on perspective of the universe, the perspective of the planets and the way they're rotating and stuff and traveling through space and the perspective of space and volume. And there's one called How Earth Moves. You can look at that one. It's incredible thing. But what I'm getting at on all of his stuff is that he puts in perspective how much, like there's one spot where he shows if you took every human being on the planet, threw them into the Grand Canyon, they won't even fill up the Grand Canyon. That's how much. So
what you're saying is we're nothing. We're nothing in this.
We are nothing but little tiny microscopic organisms on this planet.
Yep.
There is no damn way that we could ever affect this planet other than biological or nuclear.
This point that you guys make is absolutely ridiculous. Take a look at the globe when it's nighttime. Look at the lights. and then tell me that man is insignificant. It ain't beavers that are lighting up South Korea and leave North Korea dark.
Nobody said we're insignificant, but ultimately, as far as the planet is concerned.
We cover the planet.
No, we don't. Fly from here to China and look out the window, and you will see that there is not just a small amount of this planet that's not inhabited. There is a huge amount of this planet.
There's a reason they call it flyover country here in the United States.
Yes.
There's nothing there.
70% of the planet
and,
is water.
And the amount of pollution, the amount of carbon dioxide humans put into the atmosphere is so insignificant that one large volcano is way more than that. Now, the planet has survived large volcano eruptions multiple times, and yet the climate comes back. The climate is self-adjusting. The planet doesn't care whether we're here or not, or whether we burn fossil fuels or not.
The carbon, that whole thing about volcanoes and carbon dioxide just isn't true.
Gene, great call tonight. Yeah. As always, I appreciate it. Let's go to Bill. He's on the line in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
You guys were just shutting him down for about that? About, the substance?
What? The who? What?
I got so many things going through my brain.
Okay, pick one. Pick one.
The power that you guys were talking about.
Bill,
I don't
you
know
gotta,
where to begin.
I love your accent. Pick one.
You were talking about Christ.
Talking. Okay, right. Get talking. Did you want to say something? Because you're on national radio. Now's your chance.
Yeah, I am. I want to talk about the lady that was talking about Christ.
Okay, go.
Where do we go from there? You said that she is inconclusive about anything about Christ.
I didn't say she was inconclusive. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Do you know how to do a talk radio call? Because you're on the radio. I'm going to give you one last chance, dude. 10 seconds.
Just make the point.
All right. Sorry. You don't got what it takes. All right. More coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free.
Hey, what are you talking about? I ain't got what it takes. You ain't got what it takes.
855, 450, free. We talking to you about stuff.
You
radio.
And your stupid southern accent, huh?
You think I've got a southern accent?
You're yalls.
I do say y'all. It's true. I do like saying y'all.
How do you talk like that, huh?
855, y'all. 855-450-3733.
On August 24th, 1992, 20 eager Cardozo Law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield's Innocence Project clinic. After years as public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA testing. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry's and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that August day in 1992, there are now 565 Cardozo Law School clinic students trained in the Innocence Project has celebrated 208 exonerations. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hello.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Another edition of the Edge and Tony Post Show. This is Mark Edge coming to you. I've got a good friend of mine, Jason Sorens, who is not just the founder of the Free State Project, but one of the authors of Freedom in the 50 States. Tell me your partner's name there who made the list.
William Ruger.
That's right. I've met William on at least one occasion, and he's a nice guy, but I got you. First off, I don't consider myself to be the kind of person who chooses loyalty over the truth. I know those folks exist. I consider myself a vigilant protector of what is true. But man, when I saw you demote New Hampshire from number one to number two on your list, the first thing I thought of was betrayal.
Yeah. Well, I was shocked when the numbers came out that way, and disappointed. But you know, in the long run, it's actually better for freedom in New Hampshire that this study be reliable and be seen to be reliable, because New Hampshire is only going to keep growing in freedom. And once New Hampshire is clearly number one, then people will actually believe it.
I would agree with you that the fact that you are one of the authors of Freedom in the 50 States and you're the founder of the Free State Project is something that has been an issue at times surrounding people's opinion of the rankings. I tell them that New Hampshire is rated the freest state in the union, and they're like, obviously, the guy who made it is the founder, especially people from Texas who always seem to end up in the 20s. They hate that. But yeah, this year, Florida came out number one, and it has been number one. You retroactively changed the list, and I want to talk to you about that, but now it's number one for the third year running, 2014, 2015, 2016. People can find it at freedominthe50states.org. This is funded by Cato, is that right?
That's right.
First, let's go to the redesign. You changed everything all the way back to 2000, right?
That's correct.
So what happened? What did we change on it? What were the things that were mixed up?
Well, we improve things with every edition because we're adding new variables, and we're improving the way we measure old variables. Plus, some of our sources change their data. So the Census Bureau is what we use for tax and debt data. And they're always going back and adjusting their time series as well. So that leads to changes in our index. So what happened here was a number of different things. New Hampshire is actually our number one, with the new index, New Hampshire is our number one most improved state.
And what does that mean?
Since 2014.
Because they were number one.
That's right. It's the state that improved the most.
But dropped a rank.
But what happened, the reason why in this edition of the index it's not number one is that we improved our measure of land use regulation. This is the number one thing that happened that caused this to change. So land use regulation, it's a local issue, entirely a local issue in New Hampshire, or almost entirely. And it has to do with zoning restrictions on building. And we always knew that New Hampshire, this is maybe the one area where New Hampshire is much worse than the average state. The zoning restrictions are pretty heavy in certain parts of the state. Now, of course, there are parts of the state that have no zoning at all, but the parts that are most populated tend to have pretty tight restrictions on development. Not quite California level, but getting up there. And so what we did is, in this version of the index, you know, we had one of our variables was drawn from the mid-2000s, a survey of local government officials. And we didn't have it for any more than 1 year, but it was clearly an important variable. So what we did is we imputed this variable for additional years to get some sense of change over time. We did this by looking at how this variable relates to other things, including state cost of living, especially the cost of housing and partisanship and things like that. And so once we did that, we got new data, you know, going all the way back to 2000 up to the present. We think this is more accurate data than we had in the past. You know, this is just the nature of science. Sometimes you have something that's really important to measure. You don't have a perfect measure, and so you're always just trying to improve that measure. And in this case, the improvement meant that New Hampshire looked worse in the early 2010s and at present than it had before we improved the measure.
Yeah, I just moved from a town in New Hampshire where basically you did whatever you wanted. I mean, you couldn't build a condominium development or anything like that, but yeah, you can do whatever you want, and then they'll just approve it, whatever. You got to pay a little fee and that kind of thing. No big deal. Whereas I moved one town over, and it's the Gestapo, the Stasi. Apparently, people go around with video cameras. The legend is that people go around here with video cameras and make sure that if they see anything changes on your property, that they report it to those in charge. It's amazing stuff. I spoke to a friend of mine who's in Florida, building his own home right now. He lives in Manatee County, where I'm from originally, and he's building a house, and he has never once asked a government bureaucrat for any permission to build anything, and he's been building this thing for more than a year, because I know I've seen it, and he's like, yep, that sounds fair to me. Now, I moved from Florida to New Hampshire, and it stings a little to have it slide down the list, but the ability to build is really an important freedom.
It is, and there are places in New Hampshire where you could build a house without any government interference, and I know someone who's done that in the town of Grafton there, but everyone in New Hampshire knows that this is a problem now, I believe, and we're starting to get more attention to it because the economy's been doing well, employers are trying to recruit workers, and the cost of housing is hurting with that, and so what we need is some action, I think, at the state legislative level to affect what local governments are allowed to do to restrict people's property rights. In Florida, they have something that was it's called the Burt Harris Jr. Private Property Rights Protection Act. It was passed in the mid-90s. And what it says is that if a local government enacts a new regulation that significantly reduces the value of your property, there's a process that they have to go through, and at the end of the day, if this really does reduce the value of your property, they have to compensate you for that reduction. And so if you take away someone's development rights, for instance, or forbid them to subdivide their property, then you have to compensate them. And that one change, I believe, has helped Florida maintain a relatively light touch with land use regulation, despite the fact that lots of people are moving in and there's lots of public demand to stop building houses. So if we did that in New Hampshire, if we had a regulatory taking compensation law, that's what it's called, I think that would do a lot of good in making towns pay a price. So now they can regulate still, but they know that if they do, they're going to have to compensate people. So they're only going to do it if it really is a valuable and important regulation, which probably most of them are not.
So what ways is New Hampshire freer than Florida? Because I can tell you my property taxes in Florida were significantly lower than they are in New Hampshire. But I guess the biggest thing I can come up with is it's really just nice to hang out with libertarians, and there's a lot of them in New Hampshire.
Yeah, in terms of overall tax burden, Florida and New Hampshire are very similar. So you'll pay more in property taxes in New Hampshire, but that is controlled by local governments. And again, you have some choice of local government there, much more choice, in fact, than you have in Florida. At the state level, Florida has higher taxes. So you have a general sales tax in Florida, and Florida is very aggressive in collecting that tax. Florida also does a lot of stuff, I think more stuff with corporate welfare, even though this doesn't directly enter into the index. It does mean that that they end up having to collect a higher tax rate because they have lots of exemptions, narrow exemptions. Like if you buy box seats at a high school or college football game, you're not going to pay sales tax on that. A lot of these exemptions in Florida seem closely geared toward rich people. Boat repair. You don't have to pay sales tax on boat repair in Florida. So that's the kind of thing that we don't have much of in New Hampshire. New Hampshire does better than Florida on personal freedom. That's pretty much across the board. There are a few areas where Florida is better, but New Hampshire has much lower incarceration rates. The incarceration rate in Florida is very high, even controlling for its crime rate.
I'm glad you mentioned that on the list. I didn't know that was on the list, but incarceration rate, if you're in jail, you're not free, right? Like by the very definition. And Florida puts people in jail at an incredible rate. Also, the crime rate's significantly higher in Florida. Does that figure in on the list, too? You can't be free if you're dead.
That's actually not in our list. So we only look at government infringements on freedom. So if you want to look at a total freedom index, it would have to include violent and property crime rates. And if you did that, New Hampshire would undoubtedly be ahead of Florida. You have to remember that on our freedom index, New Hampshire is barely behind Florida. We encourage readers not to place too much stress on these rankings, like one state ahead of another, because really what we have is a handful of states that are clustered at the top. But there's a huge advantage that New Hampshire has relative to Florida and crime rates.
So I'm looking at the list here, and the top five, Florida, New Hampshire, Indiana, Colorado, and Nevada. It's all the way down at number four, where Colorado and Nevada, where there's some level of marijuana legalization, you know, recreational legalization. And New Hampshire's surrounded by states and provinces that have legalized marijuana recreationally. But it hasn't. How did that figure in? To hear the rest of this great interview, go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the MP3. Look for today's date there and download or just listen on the web. Archives.freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.